Okay, we're back. I'll have to stop here. Stop sign. Okay. Get back on the interstate here shortly. Had to change shirt. Change shirt. Beautiful, marvelous, fantastic, smells divine. Well, regardless,
I didn't check to see how my battery time is doing on this phone. It's still doing fine.
Of course, you know that it always reads it's doing really well. And then it really starts registering drops. So I think it's more psychological than anything else. You've got to come to realize that it's trying to make you feel good for the next amount of time. And then it drops off persistently after that. Oh. There's that. Every time I say, ooh, is there really a deal stopper for going to the Foreign Service, I have to come back and say, no, there's not. There's not a deal stopper yet. Continue pressing forward and take each step a step at a time. I haven't quite gotten the study guide to the test yet, but it's going to be several months until I get to the test. Well, it'll be at least two or three. It's probably not going to be until the summer in June, but time passes. I did order a book yesterday. My cheapness gets thrown out there. It's something I'm going to have to just stop doing soon. It's running on no budget. Is that I'm going to have to run on a budget. But thank goodness this is not a one-man operation anymore. And that's something that's exciting from the standpoint of if I have some problems, and I will, that other people won't have those problems, and as a group, as a team, we'll be able to mitigate each other's trouble. There'll be people out there that are perfectly willing to spend money, and that my tendency to question why do you have to spend money on that, there's other ways of doing it, but won't spend the money. Will be a useful part of the conversation. Not that I'm supposed to win, not that always being cheap is even smart. I don't think it's even good most of the time. But you have a larger group that takes care of those kinds of issues. And that you don't, but it doesn't become a concept of just delegation. It's a concept of putting a team together and being able to listen to each part of the team. If you have a conscience person, You must listen to your conscience person when they express something. You knowing where it comes from and knowing what mindset you're dealing with, and at what point you listen to a conscience and at what point you don't listen. Or it is a priority. So I'm getting this book. It cost me $4. I think it is a 2009 edition of it. There's a third edition. I'm sure they've changed things, but I don't think the basic things that I'm after, which are more higher level philosophical stuff, will really matter. Yeah. People say that it's very important to read this book before you take the test, because you might just choose not to take the test. Now that I've registered for it, if I want to get out of it, it'll cost me $50. If I take it, it's free. That's no problem. I'm going to go ahead and take the test. And I'm going to do the best I can do, because that's what you do. I like time and time again that the whole concept of generalists gets brought up, even when they talk about the fact that, well, you have to go into the track with it. I pick the economic track, and they go, you're still a generalist. You're still going to do a bit of everything, even if that's the track you're going into. That sounds good to me. You choose something that seems like it. I don't think there's really a flexibility, but to say that you need to be prepared to jump in on any situation, that in any given embassy, any given consular service, there is going to be a handful of people in your grade, or maybe even one, or maybe even two. I don't know. That's really kind of the things I wanted to get out of this book. It's really the essence of what you do. Although coming back to it, it seems like you do whatever's needed. And so it lifts the competency level on everything. You don't specialize. And in my time in bouncing around from what I would call my home ec job to my technology computer job, everybody would always say, well, you need to decide which one you're going to do and stick with it. And I always kind of hung back from that to say, I want to remain jack of all trades. I don't know if that's really a good reference, but probably the closest one for what you want to be. I've always been a generalist. Always. When it came down to it, the way I approached my college degree ended up being very generalist, where most people would get more and more and more and more focused. Time went on, I found myself getting more and more generalized, pulling from this, pulling from that, Junior Broad Base. I've been somewhat gratified that I could take a variety of roles that I never would have really thought of later on. I did child care. I did nutrition, for which I had no intention of becoming anything like that. There were some times when I said, well, you know what? Maybe a good career field would be dietitian. And then I thought, I don't want to spend my life sat down generating meal plans for you know, a diabetic and such. Not that that is a wonderful thing to do. But that's not what I wanted to spend my life and time doing. And so, I'm grateful for the time that I did, that I didn't choose to specialize. Given where I live, circumstances such as that, specializing would have been a bad idea. In several ways, I would have had to have done a lot of things that, at the time, would have been bad. Fine to do when you're young and you don't have any children. When I graduated from college, I already had two children with number three on the way. So almost every decision became a financial one. When you change jobs, it was predominantly a financial decision. Although I've been quite impressed by the fact that when it comes right down to it, money has rarely ended up being the motivating reason. It's been an aspect of the decision a lot. In choosing what job to do next, it was heavily influential. I don't like moving down. I have on occasion. I don't like it.
It's 2:06.
I think my first meeting was at 3. But there's nothing to do in town. I'm not going to go around and just fuss around. I'm going to go and get there and sit. If I am going to be called to something, I might as well just be present. So they can say, hey, you, I want to talk to you. It's like, okay, there you are. Excellent. So, anyway, the building's not even open yet. Or if it is, it's going to be sufficient. Nothing to which I am applying on any level at this point. Next week, take presents playing on coming to change our brain presence. I have been contacted yet, so I am of the impression that I'm not going to be there present. And my thought is, if I'm not going to be present, chances are I'm going to continue on as the branch clerk. And I'm not unhappy if if moving gets me out of that. That's why, you know, if I say what the Lord wants me to do, partially, it's not a big problem. If I get the foreign service job, I'm moving anyway, that's a foregone conclusion. Be moving to, at least in the short term, to Washington, D.C., and from there, it's just moving. Nothing more to be said about that. Walmart, go to the bathroom, just buy a jug of water. I'm looking forward to Foreign Service because everybody says that by and large, once you're in the Foreign Service, which is an important reason again of changing jobs, is that it has a lot to do with how much money you're making when you come in. How much money your last job made. And how many years of professional work you've done. Now that my position has been classed non-professional, It is very important that I get out of it and get back into professional work. It's all tied to professionalism. That was what was going to happen, trying to negotiate also what Josh was going to do as well. Okay. Still recording, but I can take a look at things. two accounts. I hope this is the same one. 987. Let's take a look at that. Oops. Let me take care of this junk. Well, everything works here, which I've never had before. Maybe this ends up being a good thing. Excellent. Anyway. Okay. Car.
Open the door a little.
Listen to that. Okay. I need to. I'm going to have to go back a couple of weeks, so I'm going to have to go to the browser. And go to mail. Google and go and check my mail to figure out what time this meeting is really supposed to start in Texas. Okay, now we're getting there. Slowly. Do a sense of a schedule here. It's really quite a nice day. Of course, I'm in the shade. I'm rather protected from the wind.